This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to round two of the 2018 WHL playoffs. We'll look back on four Game 7 showdowns in the opening round and hear from three stars from round one. Matthew Phillips of the Victoria Royals joins us in moments. Morgan Geeky from the Tri-City Americans. And Brad Morrison with a great first-round series with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Plus another top prospect for the upcoming WHL Bantam Draft, forward Sean Chagall from OHA Edmonton. What a first round of the 2018 WHL playoffs. Four game sevens, so not since 2002 have we seen that many opening round series go down to a one-game winner-take-all showdown. In swift current, the Broncos and the Regina Pats would play a back-and-forth series leading to a game seven from the Credit Union Iplex. The Pats would open the scoring, but the Broncos responded with three straight, including Captain Glenn Godden's goal to put the home team up 3-1 in the second. Here's voice of the Broncos, Sean Mullen on the Eagle 94-1.
Here's Eponiemi, Godden, scores!
It led to a frantic finish as the Pats attempted to force overtime with a late tying goal.
Broncos win! The monkey is off the back as the Broncos mob George Skinner!
Meanwhile, just down the highway in Moose Jaw, the Warriors and the Prince Albert Raiders down to the final seconds in Game 7. The Warriors trying to hold on to a 5-4 lead. Voice of the Warriors, James Gallo on Country 100.
Stallard spins, fans, Warriors clear it out! A standing ovation by the Warrior and Raider fans as these two teams put on one hell of a show in the last 2 weeks. Both teams should be proud, but the Warriors, a 5-4 Game 7 win.
Great series there. In the Western Conference, Portland and Spokane needed a Game 7. Tied at one late in the third period. Voice of the Winterhawks, Evan Richardson.
For Glass. Glass top of the left circle. Back to Bellows. Shot. Scores! Kiefer Bellows! And the Hawks take the lead. 4:39 left.
That Bellows goal would be the game winner in a 3-1 victory to advance on to play the Everett Silvertips. And Matthew Phillips put the Victoria Royals on his back in the final four games of that series with Vancouver. He collected 6 goals and 14 points in those 4 games, leading to a series victory over the Giants. Phillips would score twice in Game 7 and add an assist in a 4-3 victory. He spoke with voice of the Royals, Marlon Martins.
The captain of the Victoria Royals coming after a Game 7 victory. And Matthew, just your overall impressions of the series, the war, the battle that it was, and how gratifying it was to get the job done.
Yeah, it was a battle. We knew that was going to happen, though. We had a really even season series against Vancouver, and the fact that the winner rotated until Game 7 and then it was a one-goal game in Game 7 was no surprise. So it was a battle, but it's fine. It was playoff hockey, and we learned a lot about our group, and we built a lot of confidence throughout the series.
You're named the WHL's first star after round number one. It's 16 points, which set the franchise record. Also, 14 points in the last 4 games. You've been able to find the next level all season long. How are you able to find that other gear? What changed for you?
Yeah, I guess I kind of heated up. I had 2 points in my first 3 games, so things started working for me, but I wasn't really thinking about points. I think when it comes to playoffs, at the end of the day, no one really looks at who scored it. They just look at who wins the game, so that's all I was worried about, especially when we were a bit short-staffed. If I was on the ice a lot, I just wanted to lead by example, and if that came with creating offense, then that was great, but I wasn't really too worried about that. I was worried about doing things right and leading by example.
On the ice for the final play of Game 7, was there any deja vu for you?
Yeah, there was big time. I'd be lying if I said there wasn't. I was kind of looking at the clock, trying not to, but peeking at it, being aware of the situation. I wasn't letting that puck go through me. That wasn't getting through me.
Let's talk about the Tri-City Americans. Regular season, you guys picked up a couple wins against them. What do you remember from your battles this past year?
Yeah, our home series against them was way earlier in the season. I think both teams have changed a lot since then, and then we had two pretty different games in Kenwick this season. So it's been an even season series. There's been a lot of changes to both teams, but I mean, it's always exciting games against them. They have a high powered offense, and their special teams, their power play especially, is a big strength of theirs. So we know that they're a tough team to play against. They're really consistent throughout their lineup. They can come at you with a lot of different strengths up front. And obviously they made a big deal getting Bean in the back end. So they're not an easy team to play against.
Special teams for the Americans got them past the Rockets. In the sweep, they were over 50% in that series. How big is the focus going to be there?
Obviously that's a pretty good average. That number jumps out. So it goes unsaid that we need to not take many penalties. Obviously game 7 we didn't take a penalty. So that really helped. And that's the kind of game plan we're hoping to stick with. So I mean, obviously it might happen throughout the course of the series that we might be killing, and we got to do our best to shut them down. But I think a big part of that is staying disciplined and being smart with your stick and moving your feet, being in the right position. And when you have the puck, you're probably not going to take a penalty as well. So try to play with the puck, play with pace, play with speed, and just stay on the right side of it.
Thanks a lot for your time, Matthew. Congrats again on being named WHL First Star, and best of luck in round 2.
Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
What a series for Morgan Geeky, the Tri-City Americans, to open up the WHL playoffs. 9 goals against the Kelowna Rockets, including a hat trick in the deciding game, number 4. And he joins us on the phone via travel to Victoria. First of all, Morgan, you had 30 goals in the regular season and you pot 9 in 4 games. What was going your way in that opening round series?
You know, we were playing hockey. I thought we were playing well in both ends of the rink, and I was playing with some pretty good line mates as well. So they were good and got me the puck, and I was lucky enough to have most of them go in.
You know, I think everyone out there thought it would be a close series and maybe pick Tri-City even to win based on your roster and the talent you have there. But did you expect to get that series done in 4 games like you did?
You know, we were confident going into the series, but we knew Kelowna was definitely going to be a tough matchup for us. And, you know, I think the couple of games could have went either way for sure. And, you know, we were lucky to get out of it in 4, but it definitely could have been 5 or 6 for sure.
19-year-old Morgan Geeky out of Strathclair, Manitoba, now with the Tri-City Americans here, third-round pick of the Carolina Hurricanes as well. When you look ahead now, Victoria Royals, what sort of challenge do they present to you and the Americans?
You know, they're a very offensive team. They've got some smaller guys that can definitely do some damage up front. So I think if we can try and shut those guys down and then play our game on both ends of the rink, I think we'll be successful for sure.
What about the freshness factor? You took care of Kelowna in the minimum. They had a hard-fought 7-game series where they had to come back against the Giants here. Can you take advantage, perhaps, of them being a bit tired after a hard-fought 7-game series?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got to kind of jump on that. They've been playing for a while now. We've had some time off to kind of rest up and get ready for this next series. So I think if we can kind of jump the gun as quick as we can in game 1 there and kind of jump on them, I think we'll be all right.
All right, Morgan, well, 9 goals for you in the opening round of the playoffs against the Kelowna Rockets as you move forward to take on the Victoria Royals in round 2. Great job in round 1. Keep it going. And thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
And what a first round for Lethbridge Hurricanes overage forward Brad Morrison. 16 points to tie him for the first round lead with Matthew Phillips. The Hurricanes taking care of Red Deer in 5, and Morrison spoke with voice of the Hurricanes, Dustin Forbes.
Power play has been obviously something that's been super successful in the postseason so far. You're a big part of that. How much confidence do you have right now?
Yeah, quite a bit of confidence. But I think right now I got the puck on my stick and kind of feels like no one can take it from me. So that's good. I got a lot of room out there, and if someone comes to pressure, then I'll find the open guy. And a lot of the time that's Addison or Bellerive or Cousins, so there's no issue with that. I know those 3 guys or Ross or those 4 guys, they'll do something special with it if I move it off to them, and that's what they've been doing, and that's why a lot of my success goes to them, and a lot of credit has to be on them.
Getting through the first round in 5 games, how important was that in the lead-up to round 2 against the Brandon Wheat Kings?
Yeah, obviously, I think, especially with the 4-1 series lead, I think anytime you win a series in five games and close out quicker than usual or than most of the teams in the league, I think there was a sweep of Tri-City. Other than that, I think we were the next team to move on. So obviously, like I said, that's a big confidence builder for our group. And I think going in playing Brandon, we kind of just got to stick to the same system and play the same way, because they got pretty similar skilled teams. I think I've taken a look at their defense and a lot of their offense up front. I know they got two good, great guys up front, but other than that, I think as long as we shut those guys down, that we work hard and we kind of keep humble and don't get too cocky, we'll be good.
What kind of series do you expect with the Brandon Wheat Kings? You played them twice after the WHL trade deadline. You guys beat them pretty handily here in Lethbridge. They beat you pretty handily in Brandon. Kind of a back-and-forth final two games of the regular season.
Yeah, well, Brandon's a tough place to play, so it's obviously tough building to go into. And obviously, the line matching is going to be a big issue here for us. Whether it works in our favor or against us, it's going to be a big part of the game. There always is in playoffs, and whoever's got the home ice kind of has the advantage on that side of the line changes and whatnot. So they're just like Red Deer, similar players and similar skill level, but I think we just need to kind of stick to how we've been playing and not get too down ourselves if we have a loss or if someone has a couple tough shifts. You got to pick them up, and we all kind of got to stay positive on the bench, and we'll be good.
Brad, congratulations on the first round series victory, your play so far, and hopefully a lot more hockey to be had.
Thanks, Dustin.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Sean Chagall is the top prospect for the upcoming WHL Bantam Draft. He plays with OHA Edmonton, a Bantam prep team in the CSSHL. And Sean, first of all, you had a great season here. You must have felt that, you know, personally and as a team, a lot of things went right for you this past year.
Yeah, I know. I thought we had a great season. Great memories were made. Really ended up a high note winning the championship. I just loved the season. Great kids.
You had a big game in that final. Take us back to that final game. I think you had, what, three goals in that 6-1 victory to claim the title. Take me back to that game in Penticton.
Yeah, I was super nerve-wracking going to start there. First period is super tight, 1-1. And the second period, we got 2-1, 3-1. And after that, I think this game kind of took over for us. And honestly, it was a great game to play. I loved it. Great competition, great compete. I had a great time.
One thing I noticed from that game is you love to score.
Yeah, I love the feeling of just scoring a goal and just helping out the team to get the victory. That's the most important thing, is getting the team the victory.
Sean, what kind of player are you? Is there a player you model your game after or strive to be?
Yeah, I try to be a complete 200-foot player, really strong both offensively and defensively. I just play the complete game. I try to model my game after Jonathan Toews. He's a great captain, a great leader, just a role model, and I love his work ethic. Those are some of the things I try to implement into my game.
What about your time at OHA Edmonton? You played the past two seasons. How's it been for you?
It's been great. I love the schooling aspect of it with the hockey combined. It's awesome. I love the coaching, and the practices every day is just great.
All right, here we are about a month away from the WHL Bantam Draft. When I say that, does that get you excited or nervous, or how do you feel about things going in?
I'm super excited for it. I'm just hoping the things go well for me, and I'm just right now I'm mostly focused on Alberta Cup. That's my main priority. Then we'll focus on the draft after that.
Sean, what do you know about the WHL? You've been on the radar now for a few seasons here. What do you know about the league?
I know the league's very competitive, very fast. It's a super strong league. I really look forward to playing it one day, and it's a great place to develop your skills.
What do you do outside of hockey? A well-rounded guy here, so what else keeps your interests here busy?
Summertime, I like to go golfing a lot, spend time with friends and family. Love to go snowmobiling on free time and hunting.
All right, well, it should be a very exciting day for you and your family. WHL Bantam Draft comes up here very shortly. In Red Deer, Sean Chagall, wish you the best of luck, and thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much for having me on.
And that's the show. I want to say special thanks to both Marlon Martins in Victoria and Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge for their help. I'm John Keith.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.